today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Man, what is with this backup?
Your time in traffic, 19 minutes.
Maybe I should just take this exit here.
Recalculating.
Ah, okay, that's good.
Now put on some better music. Enough with this bloody Kiss tape already. I'm going to check the weather forecast here.
Okay.
The hour by hour.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting out on the deck.
Yes.
And I fear there might be rain, but you wouldn't be able to tell right now, right?
Yeah, I hope not. Hope it holds off.
Looks like we're not going to see any rain here for at least an hour and a half.
Okay, good.
I think we're good.
Maybe get this in.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we are talking about new music today. Yesterday, we had a couple of new music recommendations from Jesse in San Antonio.
Yeah, great to hear from him.
And today, we are going to play a piece of audio that was sent to us by Stephen Routledge in Scotland. Once a month, he sends us these audio dispatches with new music that he's been listening to. And we really enjoy this, right?
I'll tell you, I'm becoming quickly addicted, so I hope Steven's got the strength to keep it up, man, because it's really a key part of what we've been doing lately, and we really, really appreciate it.
To give you a little preview here, he makes 6 new music recommendations.
Ah, fantastic. He's really gotten into it in
this
August.
Recording.
That's great. Okay.
And he goes through them pretty quickly, too, so stick with this, and then when we get on the other end of it, we'll play some
That's
of
right.
the songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, before we do all that, let's real quickly here mention that people are really down to the wire now to enter the contest to get the free tickets, right?
Yeah, you've got 2 days left. So if you've been following the podcast over the past 2 weeks, we're giving away a weekend pass. That means 2 tickets to Saturday and Sunday at the Bourbon and Beyond Festival, the Highland Festival Grounds in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, the headliner is Robert Plant. Sunday, the 50th anniversary tour, ZZ Top is playing.
Very cool.
Also on the bill, Kurt Vile, Margot Price. On Saturday, Squeeze and Jenny Lewis are also playing. There's really good acts. Yeah, so it's going to be great. You can go to bourbonandbeyond.com and buy tickets. You can buy a ticket for a single day or all weekend. You can buy a VIP ticket. You get access to all these bourbon tents and brands and tastings. You do want to bring a little extra spending money for the bourbon. I think it's going to be hard to resist.
Right.
And but for us, one lucky listener, you and a guest, can go on Saturday and Sunday on Suburbs Pod, courtesy of our friends at Bourbon and Beyond. All you have to do is go to our social medias, right,
yeah.
Jim?
Yeah, so tweet at us or Instagram at us with the hashtag Rockin' for Free Tickets.
That's right.
Make sure that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we're going to search for all the entries. You know, whatever you want to say in the content of the social media is up
Doesn't
to
matter.
You.
Yep.
But make it, you know, tasteful at least.
Somewhat.
You know. But make sure you include that hashtag Rockin' for Free Tickets.
Yep.
And then we'll do a drawing, random drawing this upcoming weekend.
Coming up.
What were the dates of the festival again?
The festival begins on Friday, September 20th, and goes through Sunday, September 22nd. Our tickets are for Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd. So, yeah, you know, if you can quickly get airfare together from Scotland, for example, we'd love to have you come over and go to the festival. I will be there interviewing some bands for the podcast, so that's going to be a lot of fun. There are so many like big high-profile names, Jim. I'm not sure if any of them will talk to us.
I don't know about that.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I do want to say real quickly that I have a friend who likes to post jokingly, another, you know, middle-aged man like myself, who likes to post jokingly on Facebook when he sees like a festival lineup, you know, to one of the big festivals, right? And he'll post on there and he'll say like, who knows these artists? Like how many lines, you know, before you... Can you go down, you know, you know how they have like the poster with all the lines and it's like starts in the big type and goes smaller than
4 point.
He'll always like sort of, you know, mock it and say like, how many lines before you don't recognize any names, right?
Exactly.
Well, all right, fine, whatever. But this festival, you can't say that.
No, not at all.
These are big name artists.
Big name artists. Yeah, exactly.
Like you heard of John Fogerty? Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters?
Yeah,
I heard of them.
All right. So go go out there and have a good time. That's
going to
be a lot of fun.
BourbonandBeyond.com.
All right, let's get to the latest dispatch from Scotland from Stephen Routledge.
Can't wait.
Talking about new music.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. It's Stephen Routledge here again, calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for August. Hope you and the listeners aren't getting fed up with me yet. And here are my choices for the last month. And a change from normal service. There's no metal track or very heavy song to start us off. Although there are a couple of tunes that do rock pretty hard, just in a different way. First up is The Rails and their song Call Me When It All Goes Wrong. This is from their new album, This Is Not a Safe Place. If you're not familiar with The Rails, they're a duo featuring Cammie Thompson, who's the daughter of Richard and Linda Thompson, and her husband James Woolburn. Unsurprisingly, folk-influenced rock is their bag. And whilst the folk influence is there, mainly in the vocal stylings, it isn't overpowering, particularly on this track, and it rocks along quite nicely. I hope you all enjoy that. Next up is A Trip in the Wayback Machine with Shoegaze Specialist Ride, a track from their second album since they've reformed, This Is Not a Safe Place. The song in question is Future Love, and it takes me straight back to the early 90s. Nostalgia hoy, and a great tune with the required amount of jangle going on there as well. It was the title of the next choice that caught my attention before I heard it. When I saw it written down, I thought, well, I have to listen to that. The song is called The Ongoing Speculation into the Death of Rock and Roll, and it's by a band called The Glorious Sons. It starts driving nicely in a sort of power pop vein, but when it gets to the chorus, then it just cranks it up a notch or two and rocks out. So good stuff. I think that could tick a few boxes for some of the listeners, hopefully. Just getting under the wire into August is the lead single from the upcoming album Colorado from Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Listeners will know from my guest shot earlier in the summer that I'm a big Neil Young fan. And given the highly patchy output of recent releases, I'm pretty hopeful of a return to form with Crazy Horse, especially now that Nils Lofgren is a permanent member, replacing the retired Poncho. Now, whilst the song Milky Way, which is what I'm talking about, isn't a Rust Never Sleeps or Ragged Glory style banger, it's very reminiscent of 1994's Sleep With Angels, the sort of post-death of Kurt Cobain response kind of album that Neil made with Crazy Horse. Got that chilled out, sort of delicate vocal, but still with the full band. It's a bit of a slow starter, but it's a real, well, you know, you call a chilled out jam. And for me, it's a sign that, that hopefully the new album is going to be better than his more recent stuff, which it really has suffered since the death of David Briggs a number of years back. His longtime producer, who used to just call him out for anything that wasn't up to scratch, and I think he's really suffered from that in recent years. But hopeful that the album is going to be say if it's in a similar vein to Sleeps With Angels, I'll take that. Not chilled out but still very retro is the next choice, and that's the title track of the second album from a band called The Serotones. So the song is called Power, from the album of the same name. They were a new discovery for me this month. It's a soul funk rock melange that puts me in mind of another album I've already referenced this year, which was Lux Prima by Karen O and Danger Mouse. Much like the aforementioned Karen O, Serotones frontwoman AJ Hines is a powerhouse singer who can also rein it in when necessary. And like my upcoming final choice, I'd recommend checking out the whole album in order to get a feel for the range of their styles. Some of it's quite hard rocking, some of it's quite retro soul. Good mix of stuff, and I have a strong suspicion they'll be an excellent live band. My final choice, again, I was kind of spoilt for choice again. Good selection this month, hopefully, or certainly for me anyway. I hope you and the listeners will agree. I want to finish with a track or two from a Scottish band that I'll be surprised if any of the listeners have heard of. Their name is The Vapour Trails. They hail from Aberdeen in the northwest of Scotland, and they feature father and son in the same band. I could easily have chosen a number of tracks from their album See You in the Next World. They're a band that's very influenced by the best in classic rock. The Byrds are probably their biggest influence. But my standout choice of a song this month is their track Shatter the Sky. And this doesn't sound very much like the Byrds at all. It's much more like Midlake for the main part of the song. It's kind of a song of two halves. You've got the Midlake style first chorus, and then it has an extended Neil Young style guitar solo outro. Bit of a touch of Teenage Fan Club in this song as well. And yes, I really like that. I have to also give a shout out to, from the same album though, to a song called Godspeed It, which really shows off the sort of the Byrdsian influence, along with bits of early Cure and REM as well in there. And I say, much like the Serotones, I'd advise you and the listeners to check out the full album, because you'll get a much better feel of what they're doing than just from the one song. It's a bit more atypical. Anyway, they're highly recommended. They certainly don't sound like they come from the Granite City in the northeast of Scotland. And I've enjoyed their album very much this month. Okay, well, I think that'll do for this time. And keep rocking the suburbs every day.
I just like listening to Stephen's voice, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, man, it's awesome. Yeah, I can listen to it all the time.
Is there some way he can become the voice of my GPS in my car?
Would that be the best? Yeah, that really would be best.
All right, let's go to his recommendations here. I guess we'll just go in the order he presented them.
Okay.
We'll start with The Rails. Call Me When It All Goes Wrong. I gotta say, I'm so happy that Stephen does this voice, because I would have totally missed this.
Yeah, exactly right. Same thing here.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. It really, really is good. Yeah, it's got that raw, tough guitar sound to it that's really nice, yet it's got a sort of a chewy pop center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so good musical pedigree here.
Yeah.
Very
good.
Cammy Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Daughter of Richard and Linda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can hear that in this song, doesn't it sound
got sort of that
like
achy,
the
heartbroken kind of melody to
the
it.
Shoot out the lights kind of sound.
Absolutely.
To it a bit.
Yeah.
So this band, The Rails, she is in with her husband James Walburn.
Yep.
And so again, you can hear some of the play of their voices that
I know.
Sounds a bit like
exactly right.
Richard Linda Thompson, right?
That cool male female contrast there, and sort of that deeper connection than just being in a band. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Great pick.
Really nice. Thank you, Stephen. Right off the bat.
Okay. What was next? Next was,
I believe it
Ride.
Was Ride. Yeah.
Are you familiar with Ride?
Oh, yeah. I know who they are.
not necessarily your kind of thing.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to dismiss anything that Stephen comes up with until I've heard it.
All right, let's hear it. Future Love.
Okay.
All right, so that to me is not shoegazy at all.
No, it doesn't sound like what I would consider, you know, typical shoegaze.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think since they have reformed and come back, that they've taken on more of a poppy sensibility.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I like that. I really did. I hope I'm not always dismissing everything that sort of gets labeled shoegaze out of hand, but I just think at the time, you know, in the mid to late 80s or more toward the late 80s and early 90s, I was into something really, really different.
Yeah.
And I sort of reacted to that, you know, naturally as coming from a different place. Also, I obviously didn't live in the UK and aren't from the UK. So I think there's something about that, too, that's important. And, you know, I know John Peel was a big fan of this band, and he's probably one of my all-time influences. So that says something about it, too. But, yeah, that sounded really, really good to me. I would like to listen to their new stuff and give it a chance for sure.
Let's move on. The next one is The Glorious Sons, and this song is called The Ongoing Speculation Into the Death of Rock and Roll. All right.
Wow.
Glorious Sons.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
I wish we were back in the tiki bar right now.
Yes.
Playing this for Greg and Rob and Kevin.
There you go. That would be fantastic.
Our little cadre of classic rock fans. I think they would like this quite a bit, don't you think?
Interesting. I think they would too. Yeah, this would be a great recommendation for them. And the title, of course, serves as a great ironic twist on the whole concept. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely heard a little Cobain speculation in those lyrics too, which I found kind of cool. Yeah. He's a t-shirt now from 94. That's a pretty good line.
Yeah.
Really, really good stuff.
The Glorious Sons, they're a Canadian band.
Mm, interesting.
So there you go.
Man, that was a dinger.
Yeah. Speaking of Canada,
okay,
Neil Young,
aha,
with Crazy Horse.
Sweet.
Looking like a friend of mine, the first time I saw her face. I was approaching at the end of the line, the first time I ever saw her smile at me that way. I was sailing in the Milky Way, losing track of memories that weren't that day. Right by her side, as the stars flew by, I did collide with memory, but somehow I survived and became free.
Song is called Milky Way.
Nice, very nice. It had that, you know, part of Neil where he kind of goes up into that fragile sort of high, you know, tenor singing where you feel like his voice might crack altogether. Starting all the way back with Helpless, you know, he used to sing kind of that way. It's really pretty, and his voice, even at his age now, still retains that kind of quality where it seems like. It's really timeless, which I like that about that song.
So I want to say this real quickly here. When people talk about great American rock bands,
mm-hmm.
you don't hear enough talk about Crazy Horse.
No, you don't. You do not.
And seriously, man, Crazy Horse always brings it, you know?
Absolutely.
And their songs have such a distinct sort of texture to them.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it exactly, but I love that sound. I love it when he gets back together with these guys. In this case, Nils Lofgren is back.
That's right.
With them. So that's really cool, too.
And they play with a style that's not polished in any way, but also still retains this interesting kind of professionalism.
Yeah.
You know, that's very unique to them. So you hear it instantly when you hear that band.
There's a real looseness to it that I think is hard to pull off exactly.
Yeah, you know? I think there's a lot of bands that try to play like Crazy Horse, but just can't do it for whatever reason.
It's really cool. So
I also was really intrigued by Steven's comments during his call about producer David Briggs and the way he would sort of keep Neil in line and the way they had that working relationship. I thought that was really insightful. And I'll tell you this. I mean, if anybody knows from Neil Young, it's Steven Routledge because, you know, his Twitter handle is Powderfinger71. So
that's right.
If you're going to do that, you must know what you're talking about.
All right. This next band he mentioned has been getting a lot of buzz in the last couple of weeks or so, including from a lot of our listeners. They've been posting stuff about this band on our social media. So the band is called Serotones.
Okay.
And this song is called Power.
Friday days come and
That just sonically is amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
If people aren't listening in headphones, you really should.
Yeah, absolutely. The keyboards were especially impressive to me. I like the way they're integrated into that sound, yet it's still very driving. And they're almost synthy 80s in texture, right, would you say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but not overly done.
No, not at all. Not in a Duran Duran, you know, kind of aha kind of way, but it still has a very propulsive kind of feel to it. Yeah.
Yeah. They're on New West Records, and New West must have given them a decent budget to record this.
Yeah, exactly.
That really
sounds big.
Sound, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's really something. So, as I mentioned before, when this came out, I think a lot of people were posting on our Facebook page, something like that, about check out this record. It's amazing. So check out Serotonin's Power, the album. And as Steven said, you know, you want to listen more than just that one song.
Yeah, for sure. That's something you want to dive into. Where is that band from? Do we know?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Huh. That's
how about
interesting.
That?
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Kevin Clement, get on that. Down in your area.
He's in Baton Rouge.
Oh, that's right. That's You can drive over there to Shreveport. Come on.
I think you can.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know geographically where those two places are.
I just heard Louisiana and threw that out.
but good to hear. That's cool stuff. All right.
Cool.
Now, there was one more.
Okay.
And, and this one was, sounded really interesting. This was a Scottish band,
that's
right?
Yeah.
Okay, this band is called The Vapor Trails.
Okay.
And
that's V-A-P-U-O-R-O-U-R.
There you go.
That's the British spelling. I before E, except after U and O.
There you go. Which is funny, because didn't Ride have a song called Vapor Trails?
I think they
like
might
that?
Have at some point.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. This is the band, The Vapor Trails, and this is the song Shatter to the Sky.
Interesting. I don't know exactly if that's what I was expecting.
Right.
I don't know. What'd you think about that? It's still kind of sinking in.
It's kind of hard to categorize.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It reminds me of something, but I can't figure it out. I'm trying to.
When I hear Steven and I hear Scottish band and I hear sort of that it may be, you know, my mind goes immediately to Teenage Fan Club. And so maybe that's kind of what I was expecting when I heard it. But I didn't really hear, I heard a little bit of Teenage Fan Club, but not a lot.
That was great. What a cool list of songs. And,
yeah, really eclectic.
And one quick shout out I want to give here is to our newsletter.
Yes.
Because every week we have new releases in the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't signed up for that yet, it's totally free. You can go to suburbspod.com and sign up for the newsletter. I think there's even a new little banner or something,
there's a new
right?
little badge, internet badge. So click on that.
Yeah.
You can sign up every Friday around lunchtime. It comes out and it's got what we're listening to. And as you know, Jesse shouted out to our interns, they contribute great choices every Friday. And we toss ours in there. And also got some really great new release record roundup that Jim writes. That's really fantastic, as well as What You Missed in the week before if you didn't listen every day, and what's coming up the next week, which is really great.
Yeah. So
all kinds of fun stuff.
Steven, if there's new releases you're looking forward to, please let me know, because I didn't get all of these.
No, not at all.
There. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really, really good stuff.
So much music. It's great.
I think when we launch Suburbs Pod Radio that Steven will get our first DJ slot invitation, right?
Yes.
He will.
The dulcet tones of Steven Roberts.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's go. He'll be like the Venus flytrap of the operation.
Keeping it all together with style.
Right. Okay. All right, let's go. Let's get out of here. We got one more day to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
All
Wrapping
right.
up the week.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Not in a Duran Duran, you know, kind of aha kind of way.